Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Scott, the Walden Galleria is in foreclosure proceedings right now. First off, what does this mean for the Walden Galleria with its owners being in foreclosure?
Well, for right now, Tom, it means that the status quo is going to be maintained. Despite what's going on in court, it should be business as usual at the mall, for operators, tenants, shoppers alike.
And as far as the foreclosure process, what happens from here?
Well, the complaint's been docketed with all the necessary supporting documents that go along with that. Essentially, what happens sort of behind the scenes, so to speak, is that the lender has the opportunity to perhaps renegotiate the terms of the mortgage and the notes, the underlying debt instruments with the borrower, Pyramid Management Corporation. If that is unsuccessful, then the matter will move towards foreclosure. As part of the relief that's being sought in the complaint, Wells Fargo is looking to have a rent receiver appointed. So essentially, although it's going to be status quo and business as usual for everybody that uses the mall and its facilities, for Pyramid Management Corporation, that essentially means that they're going to be divested of their ability to really manage the property. The rents are going to be taken directly by Wells Fargo. And along with the other relief that they're seeking in the complaint, what that could mean essentially is that the property gets put up for auction. And that's going to include not just the real property, but in the complaint, they have the ability to also sell anything that's considered personal property, which is everything that isn't real property. So it could be any equipment, any fixtures, things like that would proceed to the auction block.
How long could this process take?
Well, if the parties involved enter into productive settlement agreements, it could remain on pause. I don't want to say indefinitely, but that would be up to the parties who are involved. If it does move forward, for example, if Pyramid Management Corporation decides to, I'll speak colloquially here, decide to just walk away within 6 months to a year, the property could be put up for sale. It's highly unlikely that a company like Wells Fargo will want to take over permanent management of the facility. So the thought would be, again, with what they're looking for in the mortgage foreclosure complaint, is that it will go up for sale, again, probably within a year to 18 months.
And how likely could the new buyer decide to continue operating the Galleria as is?
That all depends. Given given Buffalo geographically, the Walden Galleria may be the only viable mall that the area could support. It could be, you know, maybe a no-brainer for any potential purchaser. It could be somebody who's looking to be, you know, somewhat disruptive in the space. They could turn it into mixed use. You know, some malls are, you know, converting some of their space into residential rental units. It's all going to be up to, you know, whoever takes over the property. One thing to consider, I believe that the mall is currently at about an 82% occupancy, which is positive and optimistic for anybody who takes that over. But again, they'll have to have a little bit of a longer term vision as far as what they want to do with the property, knowing that they're going to have some pretty hefty debt service to maintain going forward.
Any chance Pyramid can avoid foreclosure? How much do they owe?
Well, right now it looks like a $220 million balloon payment that was due, I believe, at the beginning of May. You know, if you want to distill this thing down to sort of the easy answers here, Pyramid Management could, you know, pay that amount, whether that's going to be through, you know, further negotiations with Wells Fargo or bringing in replacement financing. They could, along with that, you know, seek to, again, work things out with Wells Fargo, or they could just walk away. The ability to refinance, I think the foreclosure complaint, I don't want to say makes it clear, but it definitely paints a story as to how those opportunities have been presented and taken advantage of along the way. And now that the time has come for this balloon payment and their inability to pay it, the prospects of them renegotiating and working things out with Wells Fargo based on the what I'm seeing in front of me doesn't seem likely.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.